No sport has been left untouched by the global pandemic, but here were some of the best distance runners in the world, supported by highly efficient organising by the international governing body, World Athletics, putting on a thrilling show. The first of the two races in Gdynia on Poland's Baltic coast was the women's event, and what high-quality running it produced. Perez Chepchechir regained the world half-marathon title she won 4 years ago, and the Kenyan broke her own world record for a women's-only race. Unlike the later men's race, the early pace was fast, forced by Kenya's Jocelyn Chepkoskei, winner of last year's New York City Marathon. A key incident came at 9 kilometres, as the defending champion, Nesenet Gudeto of Ethiopia, slipped at a sharp turn along the seafront. Although she recovered, she had lost time on the leaders. With just over 3 kilometres remaining, another fall occurred, this time involving Chepkoskei and the Ethiopian Ababel Yeshene. Both fell heavily and were out of contention. That left a trio to contest the women's medals, with Perez Chepchechir leading from Ethiopia's Yalamzef Yahualor and Germany's Melat Kajeta. The road surface was proving tricky, as Yahualor slipped and Kajeta of Germany overtook her. But no one could deny Perez Chepchechir the victory and the world record with 65.18, an improvement of 16 seconds on her own world best. Nonetheless, Ethiopia won the women's team gold from Kenya with Germany third. It was understandable to imagine Joshua Cheptegei dominating the men's field, given the Ugandan's magnificent season in breaking the 5 and 10,000 metre track records. Well, though he ran, Cheptegei finished fourth on his half-marathon debut, timed at a very good 59.21. Uganda had a champion, however, as his teammate and training partner, the 19-year-old Jacob Kiplimo, stayed in pursuit after the Kenyan Kibiwot Kandi broke the lead pack. With 50 minutes of running on the clock, Kiplimo moved clear to win in a championship and Ugandan record of 58.49. Kibiwot finished 19 seconds behind, and third place went to the Ethiopian Amadewo Kwalalien in a personal best of 59.08. Kenya won a tight team race from Ethiopia, and Uganda, for the first time, had a team bronze. What's more, their individual winner, Jacob Kiplimo, celebrated both team and his own success as the first ever Ugandan medalist at this event.
We feel very great, you know, we have been working with the team, we are great, we are very happy. It was an amazing race today, but I'm up, I've run my PP on the championship record. The course was real, it was good, I enjoyed it, the course was good.
The World Half Marathon Championships were shown live to a global television and online audience, maintaining the profile of athletics in difficult times. The president of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, who knows as much as anyone about preparation and performance at top level as a double Olympic champion at 1500 metres, paid tribute to the athletes involved and those who have competed this season.
For somebody to be challenging at the end of that type of season with all the challenges that they've had to confront and be in the running to take home a world championship crown in the same year, it is really an extraordinary testimony to the fortitude and the creativity and the sheer forbearance and strength of character that our athletes have shown this year, bearing in mind that many of them were in lockdown conditions throughout most of the summer. They kept in shape both physically and mentally, and they have shown the type of qualities that we know our sport has shown for over 100 years.
As for how athletics, road racing and track and field might look in the coming year, it's hard to make predictions. What we do know is that the champions in Poland, Perez Chepchechir and Jacob Kiplimo, have the strength of character as well as sporting ability to adapt and excel. This is Andy Edwards.